Right now, 7:42 on the ticket.
And now, it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal, Junior Miller, right here on Sports Radio 1310.
Who's doing it?
Ticket.
Who's doing it?
That wasn't me. I didn't say anything.
It's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and by Sotopelli Testosterone Replacement Therapy. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Mike Cavan.
Wow.
The former SMU head coach.
Last I knew, he went back to Georgia where he played and was working in their athletic department.
Hmm. Did he go back to being a Georgia State trooper?
No, he was not a Georgia State trooper.
Most expect DeMarco Murray to run for 1,000 yards this season. How many 1,000-yard rushers have the Cowboys had in their history? Emmitt Smith and Tony Dorsett are the easy ones.
Mm-hmm. Dwayne Thomas?
Nope.
Calvin Hill?
Yes.
Julius Jones?
Yes. And the only other one, Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
They've had five, and Julius Jones was the last one in 2006 when he ran for 1,084 yards. It's been six seasons since the Cowboys had a 1,000-yard back.
Man,
it's just embarrassing.
Niners quarterback Alex Smith is a big San Francisco Giants fan, but it might cost him. Smith likes to wear a Giants cap during his post-game interview sessions, but the NFL has let him know that if he does it again, they're hitting him with a $15,000 fine. The league has a rule that players can only wear NFL-approved gear in the 90-minute window immediately following a game.
Yeah, it's a big deal. You know, that whole endorsement thing, and I think this past week he did it the right way. I think he put on the 49er hat.
Saved himself $15,000.
Yeah.
The Rangers are spending more money this offseason on stadium upgrades.
Upgrades.
Planning a $10 million home plate area renovation project. They're going to move the wall behind home plate slightly forward so they can add a new row of super high-end, super luxury seats. They're also going to expand the concessions near the home plate gate.
Mm.
Those seats will cost a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is that great a seat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm. I think I'd rather sit on like the first base side. Get a better view.
I don't think so. That's a pretty awesome view. You're almost like the umpire. Yeah.
No, he doesn't have a good view.
Plus you get to see the players going to the on-deck circle. That's a great seat.
Yeah. Last weekend, the Reds' Drew Stubbs hit a grounder to short where the Marlins' Jose Reyes booted the ball. It was the 500,000th error in Major League Baseball history.
What'd he get for that? Free trip to Disney World?
No surprise that a shortstop made the milestone error. More errors are made at that position than any other. Of the top five career leaders in errors, four are shortstops, including the all-time leader Herman Long, who committed 1,096 errors in his career. To answer your question, Gordo, Reyes got nothing other than recognition for his landmark error. A far cry from 1975, when everyone was watching to see who would score baseball's 1,000,000th run. As it happened, Bob Watson of the Astros crossed home plate in Houston about 4 seconds before Dave Concepcion of the Reds crossed home plate in Cincinnati, and Watson took home the prize of $10,000 plus 1,000,000 Tootsie Rolls.
What a beating.
Let me see a Tootsie Roll.
Why would you even want those?
Do you think
he should get something for the error? Chili's gift certificate, something.
Mm-hmm. Maybe lessons?
MLB is cheap.
I thought the position with the most errors would be whatever Michael Young's playing at that time.
Okay. Lay off Michael Young.
Join that bashing party.
Having fun.
Baseball oddity last week when the Astros beat the Cubs 1-0. Houston used 5 pitchers. Chicago used 6. The most pitchers ever used by 2 teams in a 9-inning, 1-0 game in Major League history.
Wow, Lord.
That's a scattershot.
Dwight Howard was the big catch this offseason in the NBA, landing, of course, in Los Angeles with the Lakers. He'll be an official free agent after next season. And while there is no doubt he's the best big man in the game right now, there are those who are a little leery of his health going forward. In fact, the Lakers announced this week that Howard will miss the start of training camp and play sparingly in the preseason. He's still recovering from off-season back surgery.
Uh-oh. The bad back.
You get a monkey spine put in, like a baboon artificial spine?
Basically. Bad back bad back and a guy that big, that is a bit of a red flag, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Boy, back problems are the worst.
Mm. Hey.
You guys have back problems?
A little bit. No, I don't, but I know people who do have them, and it's just a constant debilitation. It seems like it's just always nagging them.
From the Not Into Politics news file, Lowell Turpin, a 40-year-old, was arrested in Knoxville, Tennessee, after he became jealously enraged at a stranger's photo on his live-in girlfriend's Facebook page, demanded to know who the man was, and then allegedly punched her in the face and smashed her computer. According to the police report, the photo was a campaign photo of Mitt Romney.
Yes, heard that story. Why would you be jealous of her going out with Guy Smiley?
How much of a rock do you have to live under to not recognize Mitt Romney?
I don't know, but that rock's probably in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Mississippi.
And lab technician Coley Mitchell was arrested in a locker room at Georgia's Health Sciences University in Augusta last week. He was intoxicated. Mm. He had his pants down.
Oh, my.
And there were two lab monkeys nearby that had been released from their cages.
For unknown purposes?
No word on if he was spanking those monkeys.
Wow.
Makes you want to pack up and go home.
It does. It makes me want to quit broadcasting if that's the quality we're going to offer.
And finally, a golfer was involved in a terrible car crash and was rushed to the hospital. Just before he was put under, the surgeon popped in to see him. "I've got some good news and some bad news," said the surgeon. "The bad news is I have to remove your right arm." "Oh, God, no," cries the man. "My golf is over forever. Please, doc, what's the good news?" "Well, the good news is I have another arm to replace it, but it's a woman's arm. I'll need your permission before I go ahead with the transplant." "Go for it, doc," says the man, "as long as I can play golf again." The operation went well, and a year later the man was out on the golf course when he bumped into the surgeon. "Hey, how's the new arm?" asked the surgeon. "Just great," says the man. "I'm playing the best golf of my life. My new arm has a much finer touch, and my putting has really improved." "That's great," said the surgeon. "Not only that," continued the golfer, "my handwriting has improved, and I've learned how to sew my own clothes, and I've even taken up painting landscapes in watercolors." "Unbelievable," said the surgeon. "I'm so glad to hear the transplant was such a great success. Are you having any side effects?" "Well, just one problem," said the golfer. "Every time I get an erection, I also get a headache."
Good. Was that worth any of our time?
That's Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, the segment that historians now believe should be included in any time capsule to represent radio at its finest.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal, maybe, Junior Miller, for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's Jared doing it. No, it's not me. It's Jared doing it to himself over there. All right, up next, I think we have a clash of titans in the emergency break of the week.
How long at work?
The Ticket. Now the